Hey, this is Double J, Jeff Jarrett, WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to the My 1-2-3 Cents Podcast.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo! Kevin! You're stupid.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to episode 539 of the My 1-2-3 Cents podcast. I am your host, Kevin Huntsberger. Happy St. Patrick's Day to those who observe and celebrate. And you may notice this week is another solo episode, and that's partly on me. Chad is out of town for the next few weekends, and I did not come up with plans and ideas for shows to record. I usually record on Sundays. I'm recording this week's episode on Sunday, 316. So happy 316 day to those who celebrate. You can see if you're watching the Stone Cold Steve Austin figure behind me, along with a bottle of the Broken Skull, original Broken Skull IPA that came out many years ago. My friend of mine, Tom, picked that up for me. Gosh, I think it was 2016, 2017, somewhere in that time frame. But just wanted to do a quick episode this week. And it's St. Patrick's Day, as I mentioned, but and I'm not doing this for like a pat on the back or any kind of accolades or anything like that. St. Patrick's Day happens to also be my birthday. And so I decided to do my wishes for wrestling related, of course. You know, obviously, if I could wish for things and they come true, I don't know how many wrestling items would be on that list, but I did want to talk a little bit about some things that I'd like to see happen in the world of professional wrestling over the next year, or, you know, long-term ideas, plans, whatever the case may be. So bear with me. This is not going to be a very long episode, but I am going to chat a little bit about that. And remind you to also check out the Huntsberger Chronicles on YouTube or TikTok, as well as Poor Decisions. I will have a St. Patrick's Day version of Poor Decisions up by the time you, well, probably not by the time you're hearing this, if you're an early riser and listen when the show drops right at midnight, but it will drop on St. Patrick's Day as well, that Poor Decisions will. And the latest Huntsberger Chronicles is up already from Vienna, Illinois. I went by myself actually and ate lunch at a place called Ned's Shed in Vienna, Illinois. So I took my lunch break, drove up there. It's about 15 minutes away from where I work. And had some other things to do in Vienna that day, so I didn't just go for the hamburger, but it was definitely worth the trip for just the hamburger. So again, check out the Huntsberger Chronicles and Poor Decisions on YouTube and or TikTok. You know, when it comes to wishes for the world of professional wrestling, you know, my fandom spans now over 40 years. And I think that in that time, one of the things that I've noticed is fans have become more critical, more tribalistic. We've talked about it before. I think the advent of social media has played a large role in that. People are a little braver. They're a little less crass, or a little more crass. They don't really care. They say things they, you know, frankly, it's you know, it's a lot like politics too. You know, people are hypocritical. They pick their side, whether it's WWE, whether it's AEW, which seemingly is the two warring factions, if you will. And then they just kind of become assholes, for lack of a better word, defending their product or their choice of product or whatever the case may be. And I am a bigger WWE fan than AEW. I again watch some of the clips. I don't have HBO Max. I don't have cable, so I'm not watching the shows on, with any kind of regularity, but I do keep up with it. And I think what kind of irritated me over the last few years before we reached the point where AEW kind of hit that wall and has kind of been stagnant in terms of ratings and in terms of crowds and whatnot is how critical Tony Khan was of WWE and very boisterous and very, whatever you want to say. I just felt like he kind of helped to create this war amongst fans. I know the wrestlers don't really care. I think it's great that there are places like AEW, like WWE, that have big contracts, big salaries, big paydays for the men and women to wrestle, because for so many years there wasn't that other option for WWE superstars. When they got released, they had to go into obscurity, they had to go to TNA, they had to go to Ring of Honor and take less pay and less exposure. But you know, things are different now and there's opportunities out there, and so I appreciate and respect that there are those other options out there. And it's interesting to see, like Cody Rhodes, for example, who was a big time AEW superstar, you know, former EVP. You've got Ricky Saints now, who is with NXT, who was in AEW. Jade Cargill, you know, those folks who have come over to WWE, and they face less criticism, I think, than when a WWE superstar goes to AEW. Cope or Edge, Jericho, Moxley, people continuously bring up the AEW, and I'm not saying that WWE is leaning into just having AEW stars or vice versa, but I think that fans, we sometimes get a little too involved in it, a little too critical of it. So my wish is that we just watch wrestling and enjoy it. But I know, you know, as they say, controversy creates cash, and people argue and fight and have, whether it's a real take or it's just kind of an opinion or whatever the case may be. So maybe those get better ratings, better views, and more people engage with that content. Maybe that's something, because one of my other wishes that we'll talk about in a little bit too, you know, maybe I switch my strategy up here and go that way. Another big wish for me, which I know will come true in 2025, is getting that Kerry Von Erich big rubber guy. I am super stoked when the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast announced, you know, Collect Major is their brand. They've got the figure, the Bendies, and the big rubber guys, which are the old school, made in the style of the old school LJNs, but they're so intricate and they're so detailed. I don't have any big rubber guys. I do have a couple of Bendoms. Let me try to pull these out without making a mess in my display case here. But I do have the Double J Jeff Jarrett, as well as the, and I said Bendem, if they're Bendies, my bad, Ric Flair from Ric Flair's Last Match. I bought these on an auction. I paid $75 for both of these, which I think they're probably more than that if you were to buy them individually, but I'm not 100% sure. But the Jeff Jarrett is pretty cool version of Double J, and I like that they say not a toy. These are collectibles. I want to get that Conrad at some point too, which I think they have that on their website at a discounted price. But I love the brand and what the guys Matt Cardona and Brian Myers specifically have done with the toy brand. And I know they work with a lot of other people on making that happen, but I do have two versions of Kerry Von Erich. I never got the Mattel. I don't know. I never saw it in stores and I never ordered it, but I do have the Texas Tornado Hasbro that I bought years ago, back 92, 93. Same thing with this, the Texas Tornado. This was part of a four pack with Texas Tornado, Mr. Perfect, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and Rowdy Piper. They're little bitty versions. If you're not watching, they're little bitty versions of the Hasbro figures, basically. And I got a project I'm working on with this one and the Mr. Perfect one. So hopefully that'll be done soon and I'll be able to show that off. But yeah, I've always been a big fan of Kerry Von Erich. If you're watching again, Christmas gift from Chad that he got me a couple of years ago now. So the Big Rubber Guy is going to be a big deal. It'll be my first and I'm excited for that to come to fruition. I'm glad that Cardona and Myers are working with the estates and with the legends and with some current talent on creating these figures, because they are, again, never had one in hand, but they are very cool to see the renderings. And then, of course, when they get the final products out there. So looking very forward to that. I mentioned that as I'm recording this, it is 316 day. Stone Cold Steve Austin, the phrase he coined, of course, at the King of the Ring back in 1996, Austin 316. I love Stone Cold, and I forgot to mention my birthday, and I have these old birthday hats with The Rock, The Undertaker, and Stone Cold. These are from the Attitude Era, obviously. I wore it, I think, to celebrate the 1,000th episode of Raw, and I've done a couple videos. But then also 2 years ago when I turned 50, my friends threw me a surprise birthday party, and they had, I save everything. I'm a pack rat. It's horrible. My wife would kill me if she knew I had all this stuff still, probably. But this is old, something that hung, a banner. It's interesting because it's got like current talent on there. You know, you see Rhea Ripley and AJ Styles and Becky Lynch, Randy Orton, The Undertaker, The Fiend, John Cena, Goldberg, Drew McIntyre, you know, a lot of the talent that we know and love from today. But the banner also had, I thought it was interesting, like Sonny is on there, like old school Sonny, and old school Rock is on there. So anyway, that was a fun little thing that I had. And I guess since I'm continuing to share, Chad sent me this Mighty Hercules LJN, speaking of LJNs, and then came with the card backing, which I think is really cool. I like going back and looking at the old figures and remembering those days. Official WWF merchandise here. Just $6.99 originally. I know he paid a lot more for that, but again, I am appreciative to Chad for that gift as well. But anyway, getting back to Stone Cold Steve Austin specifically, you know, he is my favorite. He and Ric Flair are 1A, 1B. I kind of go back and forth on, when I think about it, who is my favorite. I just loved the Attitude Era. You know, I don't think a lot of the Attitude Era holds up in terms of like my memories, because there was so much going on at that time. But one of the tried and true factors of the Attitude Era for me was Stone Cold Steve Austin and that attitude, and just there was just something about him that I just loved. And even today, I love watching him today interact. And I saw actually WWE earlier on this Sunday as I'm recording announced that he's going to be part of the WrestleMania weekend activities, or WrestleMania week activities, at WWE World. I hope that means we get an appearance at WrestleMania. There's been speculation of that for weeks now. So Chad and I will break that all down, I'm sure, in the coming weeks as we get up and closer to a WrestleMania. But my dream, my wish, as it relates to Stone Cold or even Nature Boy Ric Flair, I think Stone Cold might be more attainable, though, is to have him on this podcast and do a conversation with him, you know, maybe virtually share, this is water, but virtually share a beer together and do the podcast. That would be an incredible experience. You know, I look at, and this is going to carry over into the next wish, the final wish, at least as of now, and that is for growth of this podcast. And I've talked about it before. You know, the podcast itself is just over 10 years old. It is a labor of love. It is a passion project. It is not anything that, you know, tens of thousands of people are seeing or hearing. sometimes not even thousands of people. So it's hundreds, and I am grateful and thankful and so lucky, consider myself lucky, that there are people that do listen to this week in and week out and share it and subscribe and leave comments. And that's what this is all about. That's why I do it. I want to have those interactions with other wrestling fans. Chris Van Vliet is someone that I look up to in the world of wrestling interviewers. He's got a great channel. I see his clips all the time on TikTok and on Reels, and I like watching it. I would love, you know, many years ago when I was still working in TV, my fantasy job was at that time to get out of the TV business and to be able to do like Van Vliet does and go and travel and see these wrestlers and interview them for my brand and build up my brand and have these stellar interviews. And he's had all of the greats on. So, I don't necessarily foresee that happening, but I do want to continue to grow this brand and take it to the next level and the next level. You know, 13, 14 years now, almost 15 years, the My123Cents brand has existed, and first in blog form, then the YouTube channel. The YouTube channel is continuing to grow, and I appreciate everyone who has subscribed. You know, we went for a long time trying to get to that 1,000 subscriber mark, and now it's over 1,200. So I'm appreciative of that. If you happen to come across this video, or if you're listening to the podcast just randomly, I would love for you to subscribe and leave comments and suggestions. That's why I'm putting the Hunsberger Chronicles and Poor Decisions and some other things on that channel to diversify it a little bit, to maybe reach out. I know I did that podcast a couple of weeks ago for non-wrestling fans, where once a month I'm going to do a non-wrestling related podcast, and that show did very well. And so I'm hoping to continue that trend and doing things to, again, build this brand and make it, I feel like it's been kind of flatlined for a long time, and I want to give it some new life and revive it up and build it up and continue to grow. Because I know at the end of the day, this is a grain of rice in a sea full of rice, meaning wrestling podcasts, they're everywhere, and wrestling content creators, and everyone has a voice and an opinion. And I'm thankful to live in a day and age where we have the technology where everybody can do that and not necessarily compete in that space, but also just kind of find my niche and be part of that space where people come and watch and look forward to. You know, I look forward. There are podcasts that I listen to that I can't wait for that day to roll around, because I know a new episode of that podcast is going to drop. Conrad Thompson has done that for me with many of the shows that he hosts. So I want my 123Cents brand to be something along those lines. And I'm hoping that, again, the other wish is to get this studio space organized and ready to go. And sometimes I think about it and it just seems so overwhelming. Like I cannot sit down and do or come in here and do this after working all day, get home. I just kind of want to chillax. I have been creating content on my TikTok. Usually I post probably on TikTok about 10 to 12, maybe 15 videos a month. In March so far, I've posted every day, and I'm hoping to continue that trend through March. I don't know what the future holds for TikTok, but again, I'm trying to build and create that content to get people to engage and interact and follow and have conversations and have that kind of relationship. That's the end game here, is to build up those relationships and build up and have that engagement. So if you want to get a part of the conversation, if you want to be a part of this, follow along on Facebook. You can either like the My123Cents Facebook page, which I encourage you to do, and also join the My123Cents Facebook group. Two different things going on. Speaking of the group, the March Madness stuff is going to be dropping this week as well. We're going to do the 64 best or seemingly best theme songs out there. So we'll be putting up posts in the My123Cents Facebook group. You do have to request to join that, because it got to the point where there were a lot of scammers and spammers getting in there and posting things that I didn't want my friends or and the beauty of that group too is there are a lot of people that I've never met before who have joined it, who have participated in the Royal Rumble contest, who have been a part of some of the things that we've done. So I'm grateful for that, and I'm excited for 2025, the rest of this year. You know, we have 9 months still left in this year, so doing some fun interactive things, the toy drive, building that, growing that. Already have a closet that has a tote full of figures that I've purchased from the Royal Rumble contest. So looking to do things to build this brand and do things. And I decided after talking to my wife late last year about the toy drive, I always shot for, I wanted a bunch of toys to take and donate. But then I thought about it and I'm like, you know, I could go and buy all the $5 or $6 or $10 action figures out there. But are they really, you know, kids get the action figures, but then they don't have a ring to play with them in or a cage or the accessories or stuff. So I think this year I'm going to also look at getting some of the bigger things to go along with that and maybe not necessarily go with the number of toys, but the quality of those toys. And not to say that a bunch of $7 figures or $3 figures from Ollie's isn't a good thing, but I want to be able to know, I want to have the knowing that someone woke up and they opened up a WWE ring when they maybe didn't expect that to come, and not just a bunch of figures. So if you're thinking ahead and thinking about that, maybe consider that as well, and know that if you do donate, that your money is being well spent, thought out, thoughtful, intentional, and we're doing things with that to make it, to make a difference in people's lives. So thank you again, everyone who has been a part of this, who has watched, who has shared, who's been here since day one, or if you just tuned in today, I am forever grateful for that. And I hope that we can interact, connect, talk and do wrestling related stuff. Still working on a couple of local projects, wrestling related. So stay tuned for that as well. I don't have any details yet. So as soon as I know more, we'll be making the announcements on the My123Cents social media, along with my own personal social media. But again, have a great rest of your week. Enjoy your St. Patrick's Day. Have some green beer, corned beef and cabbage, however you celebrate. And again, I am super grateful for each and every one of you being a part of this experience. Have a great week, and we will see you next time.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.